Hello.
Hey, is this Miss Weaver? Hey, Miss Weaver, how are you?
Hi, who's this?
This is Zach. You had filled out a form on my website about your house on Fox Run.
Oh, okay.
You still looking to sell it?
Possibly.
Okay. Well, we're interested in it.
I don't want any realtors over here calling me and all that stuff.
Sure.
I'm not going to list it with anybody right now, so.
Okay. So are you just kind of curious what, the offers would be?
Yeah, I want to know what the offer would be, and I'm not going to finance it. That's not in the books.
You know approximately what you're looking to get?
Somewhere in the 450, something like that.
Okay.
460, something like that.
Sure.
I
And where are
think
you going to go after?
that's a fair price compared to what this is.
And where are you going to go after?
Looking for a house with a couple 3 acres out of the city of Galax, probably towards Grayson or Sparta, North Carolina. We've got a horse and we want to be able to keep him in our backyard. So.
Sure. Okay. Well, I mean, it sounds like, you got a few things that you got to accomplish, within, what you're trying to do. So, we're definitely interested, but, you already said you wouldn't finance it yourself, and, it sounds like you're asking retail for it. So, sometimes we're not the right fit for everybody, but, we are interested in it, but,
Well, do you ever make offers for cash or you just always get them financed?
It just depends, every property is different. I mean, a property like this, kind of in the middle of the country, it's properties don't sell, relatively quick, opposed to like a an area like, maybe Blacksburg or
I don't know. They're selling pretty quick around here. You can look and see how. I mean, unless it's just really a dump, they're selling the ones that need work done. So
Sure.
that time I find something I like, it's under contract or it's not available. So.
Sure. Okay. Well, I mean, we'll follow up with you and we'll continue to keep in touch. We're still interested, but you have a few things that you have to deal with and work through before you can even sell.
Yep. Yeah, I just don't want to go and list it with anybody local. I've got two or three friends in the real estate business, and I don't want to make one of them mad because I didn't list it with them, even though they're not the best one to do that with. But the last house I sold by myself because I think I told you I was a real estate broker in North Carolina. So I pretty well know how to do, how to go through the situation. But, just kind of, I mean, we have to have a place to go. And right now, like I told you, things are selling here pretty quick. We don't have a place to go.
Right.
So that's the top of my agenda right now is trying to find a place we can go to, possibly make an offer on it contingent upon the sale of this house. So that's the only way I know we can go. We've got to have a place to go. There's nothing to rent around here either. So.
I mean, is 400 your bottom dollar?
Which is what my bottom dollar?
Yeah, that 400 range.
Yeah, 450. Yep, somewhere in that range. Yep.
That's your bottom dollar?
Yep. For
Yeah.
right now, it is.
Well, hey, we can't help everybody, but we are interested in if something changes, we'll continue to talk with you. We, who knows? Maybe you'd finance it, maybe you change your mind.
Well, if we find some place that, we can make an offer contingent upon the sale of this, you know, and it's a good place and cheap, we got a good deal on it, then that might change a little bit. But my situation is I'm not going to finance a lot of money at the high interest rates today when I've got enough cash probably in this house, equity, to go out and pay cash for a place. Very little mortgage. I mean, I only owe $140 on the house.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to have a considerable amount of cash to buy something. So.
Sure.
Tell me this. I noticed on Realtor.com the other day, they had a thing on there where people buy houses and they're assuming mortgages. When in the world did that ever happen again?
We deal with that all the time.
You're assuming mortgages?
Yes, ma'am.
Where, I mean, years ago that used to be the thing, but I hadn't seen that. I didn't think the banks were doing that anymore.
It's definitely still a thing. Now, assumption, you know, dependent upon your terminology, you know, it's not a real assumption. It's more of a payment servicing option, you know, so the note still stays in the borrower's name, but you make the payments and, you know, that thing.
So you're not completely washed of the situation?
I'm sorry, say that again?
You're not washed for the situation. You're still responsible for the loan.
The
original borrower.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. See, it didn't used to be that way. I don't know how old you are, but back when I had the real estate office, people would assume things and you could walk away. And they owned the house, they owned the mortgage. But they did away with that 20 some years ago.
And it's a new fancy way to do it. There's a new fancy way to do it. You know, there's always a way to do something, right?
Yeah. Okay, well, you can check back with me.
Yeah, I mean, we'd be interested in, you know, we wouldn't nickel and dime you on the price if you'd be flexible with how we bought it. So.
Well, just check back with me, or I'll keep your phone number and call you if something comes up. Like I said, I haven't found what we need.
Okay, I will.
All right. You have a good one.
All right. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.